Yeah, my name is Carla Witte, and I'm from the Integrated Training Service in the United Nations. We are part of the Department of Policy and Education and Training, and we work closely together with different components in the United Nations. That means we are working together with the police division and with the military office and with civilians as well. In Integrated Training Service, we have been developing standardized trainings for pre-deployment training for officers going abroad into different kind of peacekeeping operations. And this is the standardized training Slovenia is now conducting for their police officers and some police officers from neighboring countries as well. And that is the purpose I was invited to Slovenia to follow the program. And to decide if they are ready to get a training recognition from the United Nations. The idea behind training recognition is that we can only go out to countries who are applying our standards. We only can certify pre-deployment trainings which are using our standards. Otherwise, we cannot certify them. Before I came, the permanent mission in the Slovenian permanent mission to the United Nations, Mr. Janez Slapa, he gave me the material which is used in the Slovenian pre-deployment training. So I had a desk review on the training material, and I could see that the training center here is using the standardized training material from the United Nations completely. If I hadn't seen that they are using the material, I couldn't have come for training recognition. Then I would have been in touch with them via email, phone, or whatever, and give advice how to improve the training or how to change. But as I saw that the training was complying with UN standards, I was able to come, and I was sent by my unit. I cannot come for 3 weeks because that's a too long period of time, because we have much more to do than just training recognition. And I came for some period where I could observe if the material is really used, not only shown to me as material, background material, but it's used as well for the training in reality as well. So I was watching a couple of days of training now, where some of the modules which are in the pre-deployment training were used, like radio communication, land navigation, cultural awareness, respect for diversity, security and safety. So I could see that the trainers are using our material in the classroom as well, and outside of the classroom for exercises, which is very nice. What I like about the Slovenian training a lot is that you invite colleagues from the region. So I could see that not only as participants, but even as a trainer, you have somebody from Serbia in the training. And participants are from Serbia, from Bosnia, from Montenegro and Slovenia. So this is a nice experience, because then for all the participants, the mission, in a way, already starts. Again, what's nice about the Slovenian training is the standardized training, pre-deployment training, is developed for a minimum of 2 weeks. And so far I have only observed trainings which are actually using 2 weeks of training. And Slovenia is putting a little bit more time into the training, which gives the opportunity for more interactive training. So you can use more time for the participants to experience what they learned in the classroom, outside of the classroom as well. Otherwise, I mean, the training material is quite clear how it's structured and so on. So the training centers where I've been before, they are using the same structure, the same way of presenting the material. Where I've been before, that's mainly training centers who have a long experience, and they are sending lots of officers abroad. Not like Slovenia, you have one training per year, roundabout. I was in different areas where, I mean, for example, in Germany, they have, in one training center only, they have actually three, and the training center which I was observing, they have at least 10 trainings per year. So you can see that there is a big difference because of the experience of the trainers as well. So they have been using the material now since 1.5 years, and Slovenia has been using it for the first time. And then it's always a challenge to bring the message across, which is in the training material. But yeah, they have been doing a good job so far. Yeah. Comparison is always a bit difficult because different countries have different approaches to training. So I don't want to compare, the training which I saw here with the training in other countries, because I really think it very much depends on the background, the culture of the country. You get different kind of approaches by the trainer himself, because every trainer has his own personality, is giving the trainer in his own way. I mean, if I get a training from somebody who's conducting the same module as I do, and he's doing a good job, but I would do the job differently because my personality is different. And I think that's something all trainers actually do. They adjust their training to their own personality and to the audience they are having. So giving a clear comparison between different training institutes is difficult. The only thing I can say is that the standards are used properly. So that is, yeah. And then when do you have to expect a result? I will be writing my report as soon as I'm back, and then it goes through the chain of command in my office at home, and then up to the Undersecretary General, Mr. Leroy, and he will be signing a certificate as the recommendation, if the recommendation goes into certifying the training. And if it goes in that direction, then it will take about, it might take until the beginning of next year, because the process sometimes is a bit slow. Yeah. I mean, you once get the certification, and then the training will continue without being observed. The training certificate is valid for 4 years, and then after 4 years or after 3.5 years, you can reapply for renewal. That's the process. Yeah.